To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
It is this time of year especially that we want to show off our skin. David, I'd like to have some sexy skin for the summer. Personally, I'd like to have it year-round, but why don't you give us some of your best-kept secrets for sexy skin?
Well, I'll share the secrets I share with people that ask me for advice, because I won't go with my skin. No, a lot of women that I've helped ask, what can I do so they can have soft, touchable, radiant skin, dewy looking skin, and not just for facial skincare, which we talk about a lot, but let's talk about it summer, time to wear the bikinis, time to wear, you know, the shorts and et cetera. So we want to look good from head to toe. So the biggest thing I speak about all the time, as you know, is to exfoliate the skin. So when you take a shower or bath, first of all, exfoliate the skin. Our dead layers of skin cells is at the surface. Our body is supposed to renew it every 27 days. It slows down with age. So exfoliate, get rid of the dead skin cells that can clog pores. And I'm going fast because I want to cover a lot. So forgive me for speaking so quick. Next, do not use a bar of soap. Wash with a moisturizing body wash. We've talked about that before, but because soap disrupts the skin pH, it's imperative that you get a body wash that does not disrupt the pH and leave a residue on the skin. So use a liquid body wash that moisturizes. Get rid of the back knee from working out or sweating on your back. Clean your body and leave your skin soft. Then when you get out of the shower or the bath, just towel dry, damp dry, and leave your skin just a little bit wet, and then rub in your moisturizer. That's a great tip for helping to lock in some extra moisture, and that'll get rid of the dry patches and the itchy skin. Here's a trick. Do not use over-perfumed body lotions. Now, here's why. A lot of people want to smell good and put them on for the summer, but it's what I call scar-proofing. If you're going to wear these heavy perfumed lotions when you go out to the beach, or you're going to go sit by the lake, or you're going to go sit outdoors with your friends, it's going to attract bugs and insects. And what's going to happen? You're going to want to scratch, and you're going to cause scarring. And you're doing it to yourself. So you want to use a body lotion that does not have a strong smell or even go unscented when you're going to be outdoors. Don't wear body sprays or all these strong perfumes. Think about where you're going. So while you may want to smell nice, you want to make sure you don't want to create scars and you don't want to be scratching.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I prefer like a very light, maybe an essential oil or something, a very natural light scent versus, you know, a heavy scent. And I'm glad you mentioned that about the skin. I hadn't thought about that aspect of it.
A lot of people don't. And so they'll put on, you know, you're going out with a group and you want to look good, you want to smell good, but all you're doing is not only attracting everybody in the group, but you're attracting the bugs and insects. So you know what? Make your skin look good and have a big smile and you're going to be beautiful just as you are. So why put on those heavy perfumes? Save it for when you're going to be indoors or going out to eat or whatever. But during the summer when the bug population is high, you want to minimize the exposure.
Any tips, David, to get a better shave for the underarm region for the gals out there? Because that, I feel like I shave and I'm like, wait, why does it still look like I need to shave? Maybe that's just me. Who knows?
No, you know, we've talked about shaving before for even men. We just spoke about in a recent show. But for women, let's talk about it for a minute. A lot of women I speak with say, you know, I don't use the razor that often, so I leave it in the shower and I don't have to change the blade that often. Blades can get expensive with some of the new razors. Okay. Get rid of them, because you want to rinse your blade a lot. Use a shave cream that's moisturizing, not one that's foam. And we talk about it because that soap, it's going to disrupt the pH and dry out your skin. So use a moisturizing type shave cream. Use one of the modern blades that have multi blades because it'll get a closer shave, but rinse the blade often. Now here's why you want to change the blade often. If you leave it in the shower and your other half is using a shower in between, all that hot water is exposing that blade every day, every time somebody takes a shower. And all that's happening is it's collecting bacteria. It's collecting all kinds of things that are going to clog it. And all you're going to do is cause your own skin problems.
Okay, so apparently I just learned that I am causing my own skin problems. And I should know better hosting this show with you. I've been leaving my razor in the shower. Naughty, naughty girl. I've got to stop doing that.
Yeah, if you want to save money and not change blades often, rinse it often. When you get out, shake it dry and leave it in the cabinet. But do not leave it in the shower. Same with your body scrubs. Don't leave the lids off and don't leave it in the shower because it's only going to collect that humid air. Okay. Speaking of humidity and moisture, drink a lot of water. During the summer months, we get dried out from things we're doing. Drinking a lot of water, you hear drink 8 glasses of water, but drink as much as you can tolerate because you're going to flush out toxins, you're going to hydrate the body, and you're going to help hydrate your skin. And if you do a lot of physical activity, don't forget about electrolytes. Every time we lose moisture or sweat or perspire, we also use electrolytes. So drink, whether it's Gatorade or one of the other activity or sport drinks, that will help replenish those as well. The other is create an exercise plan. You want to have a good-looking body? It just doesn't happen by exfoliating and moisturizing your skin. Do a little bit of exercise. It's true. Go out and walk a little bit. Okay, walk, get into a small exercise program. It doesn't have to be a major jump into the gym, but take slow steps and start just getting a little bit of exercise. Here's another fun one. Have you time. I talked about what to do when you take a shower, but now and then, you ladies, I know it more so than us guys. Let's face it, we'll sit in front of the TV, but you ladies take care of us. You take care of the house. You take care of cooking. You take care of the kids. You work these jobs. You're driving here, there, and everywhere. Take time for you. Get in a bathtub, close the door, light a candle, and de-stress. By relaxing a little bit, one, you're going to hydrate the skin. You can now exfoliate in the bathtub, but more importantly, relax, because your body needs to rest so it has time to rejuvenate. You need to de-stress because stress comes through in your skin. So take time for you.
I completely agree. We just have to clone you so we can send you around the country and you can babysit all of our kids. I wanted to mention something on the loofah. Or should it be? Now, you and I have talked about this before. I like the sugar scrub and so do you. But what about somebody mm-hmm. who just prefers a loofah? You don't want to leave that in the shower, right? Because that's going to get nasty.
Sorry, you brought up a subject. That's a whole show. No, the
well,
loofah,
we'll have to
yes,
do that.
It's going to definitely grow bacteria. Are you kidding? So you're going to want to throw it away often. If you want to save money in today's economy, use a wash rag and throw it in the wash every few days or every week. You don't want to use things that are going to sit in the tub. Same with sponges. All they're doing is collecting humidity and growing mold. They're not preserved. So I'm not a big fan of these loofahs. Get a plastic one, not a natural one. Sorry, I'm not a fan of all the chemicals, but I need something that can be cleaned more because of the bacteria.
I didn't even know they made a plastic loofah. I've only seen the
a plastic scrub brush, okay. the fiber gloves, anything other than some of the naturals that you can't throw in the wash and clean. Some of the other things, let's talk for a second. You want a sexy body this summer? Don't go burn the skin. Use sunscreen. While it sounds obvious, use a sunscreen. I even suggest don't go out in the sun. Minimize your exposure to the sun. If you want a nice looking tan, use a self tanner. Don't go into the tanning beds. Don't lay out in the sun and burn your skin. You're going to expose yourself to the possibilities of skin cancer. You're going to have all kinds of burn marks that are going to add to your aging as we get older, the aging process. So my suggestion, use a self-tanner. If you're going to go have fun in the sun, use a sunscreen. Let's talk about even using summer makeup. You don't want to use heavy foundations, but use lightweight tinted moisturizers. Use a lip balm, not a lipstick. And just go with a lighter load of makeup. Just all the lighter products that are going to allow your skin to breathe and let you have some more color and fun out in the sun this summer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I really, I love all these tips, obviously, and they make such a big difference. But give us again a little bit about the tanning, how to make it streak-free. I know we've talked about that before, but just like just a quick little
here's
review.
My favorite. If you exfoliate, like I said, you're no longer tanning the dead skin cells because that's one of the biggest problems in streaking. Number two, with a self-tanner, use one, a light color. Don't use one that you want to get to. You want to start off with one a little bit lighter than you think and because they come in different levels, and apply it over the skin. But here's the trick. If you miss a small spot, it won't be noticed because you'll keep reapplying it apply it even twice a day till you get to the level you want. Just because that way, if you miss a spot, it'll cover it the next time you go over it. If you use one that's very dark, you're going to miss a spot and it'll be too noticeable. So those are the tricks so you can have a sexy summer skin and look great when you go out. So those are some of the tips. Drink, exfoliate, moisturize, find time for you, and use a sunscreen and a self-tanner. Don't bake in the sun. So this is your beauty expert, David Pollack, with the health expert, Lisa Davis, on Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Thank you for listening. Stay beautiful and stay healthy.